AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Some 2,000 more U.S. troops are being sent to Germany and Poland, while 1,000 others are being shifted from Germany to Romania in response to the continued Russian troop buildup along Ukraine's borders. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
There's no question that Russia and President Putin has continued to take escalatory, not de-escalatory steps. So it is not that it is one moment. It is we are looking at the events over the course of time.
No U.S. troops are headed to Ukraine, nor additional reinforcements to NATO partners Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. A fire continues to burn at a fertilizer plant in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, that contained hundreds of tons of ammonium nitrate. A one-mile area has been ordered evacuated. Fire Chief Trey Mayo tells WLOS there's a real chance the plant could blow up.
Ammonium nitrate has a history of being unpredictable in the way that it reacts, the way that it responds to heat, the way that it responds to pressure, to shock. It just is sort of an enigma.
The area that's been evacuated includes about 6,500 people in 2,500 homes. Wake Forest University has canceled classes, telling students to stay inside their dorm rooms with the windows closed. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol talks with the head of the right-wing Oath Keepers militia.
The House Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection interviewed the leader of the far-right Oath Keepers militia group Wednesday, as well as former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes appeared remotely before the committee from a federal jail as he awaits trial on sedition charges. In an email with the Associated Press as the interview was ongoing, Attorney Jonathan Mosley said Rhodes was answering some questions and not answering others under the Fifth Amendment. Clark appeared for an in-person interview after months of delay that the committee said was due to illness. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is AP News. Four men are charged with supplying a deadly mix of fentanyl-laced heroin to Michael K. Williams, the renowned actor from The Wire, who overdosed just hours after the sidewalk by in New York that was recorded on surveillance video. Southern District of New York U.S. Attorney Damian Williams.
Today, along with our law enforcement partners at the NYPD, we announced the arrests of members of a drug crew, including Irvin Cartagena, the man who we allege sold the deadly dose of drugs to Michael K. Williams.
Williams gained fame playing Omar Little in the HBO series. Former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores tells ESPN he will continue with his suit against the NFL over alleged racist hiring practices, even if he lands a new head coaching job. He adds it's obvious the league has a problem.
We didn't have to file a lawsuit for the world to know that there's an issue from a hiring and firing practices in the National Football League.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.